Where'd everyone go? Everyone's gone. Well, I guess I'll do the episode this week. Here we go. Cue the roll call, I guess. I'm live! Loyal and loud, Pinkcaster Lightred! Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet. Radio Sentai Cast Ranger on air!
Otsukare!
Hello, everybody. This is me, Pinkcaster Lightred. As you may know, this week, the rest of the Cast Ranger is all going to be at Com Bravo 2015 in Hamilton, Ontario. And I decided not to go just due to, I don't know. To be honest, I just wasn't feeling up for it too much, and I've been to enough cons this year, and you know, I don't like booking too much time off of work and stuff, and yeah, I just felt I needed a weekend to relax and be by myself. So that's why this week I'm by myself, and you're stuck with me. So I won't be just letting everyone know, I won't be talking about any of the episodes because it's kind of pointless talking to myself.
But Lane, you're not talking to yourself. You have me here. Me.
About, you know, what I thought. And we'll be doing a double episode special next week anyway. So you'll hear my opinions on this week's Drive and Ninja next week. So, yeah. We do have some news, though. So supposedly there is going to be a Kamen Rider Ghost and Drive crossover special like they did in Wizard when, like, Gaim was announced and everything. So that's going to be very cool. They apparently also leaked some stuff about Ghost's appearance in the Drive future movie. So spoiler warning, if you don't want to hear it, then cut ahead. David will probably let you know.
If you do not want spoilers for Kamen Rider Ghost, please skip ahead 21 seconds. Thank you.
But supposedly his fighting style is he floats around while he's fighting. He changes to a couple forms apparently, and he does talk, but we still don't know who his actor is yet. We probably don't even see him transform. For all we know, he probably just appears out of nowhere like Gaim did. Pink. Do you guys like the color pink? Would you like to know why I got into the color pink? I guess I can tell you why I did. Well, originally, for, like, as long as I can remember, my favorite color was green, and it still is one of my favorite colors to this day. Green and orange are still two of my favorite colors to this day. But, I don't know, the reason I really like pink a lot is mostly because of my girlfriend, Kelly, because, well, in Pokemon, it's actually a big reason, too, because I noticed that, like, throughout the years, like, one of my favorite Pokemon probably is still Miltank, because I've said Sylveon before. I still love Sylveon. I think Sylveon's my favorite evolution, but definitely in my top five favorite Pokemon. But Miltank's, I think, still my absolute favorite. Why I like a pink cow, I don't know, but I just do. Probably due to Whitney Miltank from Gold and Silver, because that thing always whooped my ass and I can never beat it. But anyways, so I just noticed that I always liked a lot of pink Pokemon, and I don't know, like, dating my girlfriend for over a year now, I've kind of, like, just become more succumbed to, like, liking cutesy things. And, I don't know, it's just, I really like pink now. It's my new favorite color, and I really love it. I love wearing it. I love standing out and people, like, looking at me, because, like, 2 years ago, I always hated drawing unwanted attention upon myself, and I really hated it, and now, like, if I go out wearing, like, a pink hoodie or something like that, if people look at me and they give me weird looks, I honestly do not care in the slightest. So that's my really history why. And honestly, it was funny, too, because before we even started the podcast, like, everyone was getting issued their color and stuff like that, and then I jokingly just said, like, hey, I'll be the Pink Ranger, because why the fuck not? It'll be funny, because, you know, I'm not a girl, and I'm the dumb one, so of course I would pick such a silly color. But turns out I actually always really liked pink anyway, so that worked out really well for me in terms of the podcast. So I'm very proud to like the color pink, and if there's anyone else out there who listens to this who loves the color pink as well, let me know, because, you know, I need comments to live, to feed myself. Shout out to Anthony for feeding me lots of comments all the time. So, yeah. If you comment, make sure to put in the hashtag comments for Lane. So that helps a lot. I also want to say hi to Crunchman, Biffalo, Noble, Gar, of course. I don't know who else is listening to this, but I guess Shuken Shinobi, if you watch his toy reviews, he's a really good guy. Zaren Zephyr, I've met him in person. He's a really cool guy, too. Very good toy reviewers. I guess another topic I can quickly talk about is who my favorite Pink Ranger is, from Super Sentai, at least. My favorite Pink Ranger in Super Sentai is definitely Kyoru Pink from Kyoruger. Ami Zuki, I think her last name is? I'm not too sure. But yeah, Kyoru Pink, just because as I watched Kyoruger, I thought Kyoru Green was my favorite. But then I just kept seeing how, like, awesome and, you know, enthusiastic and excited, like, Kyoru Pink was all the time. And I loved her whole thing where she was like, wow, and stuff like that. And she was just really cool, and I loved the whole that she, like, had a crush on Daigo. Not the entire show, but Kyoru Violet's interest in Daigo kind of sparked that interest, and then Daigo kind of felt the same way, I guess, and they ended up being together and having children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, so that was really cool. In terms of Power Rangers, not Kimberly, I can tell you that. Probably for Pink Rangers, I like Dana from Lightspeed Rescue. She was always, like, really tough and really cool and always helping out anyone she could. Also, in terms of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, I probably liked Kat more as a Pink Ranger than Kimberly, because Kat was she was cool as well, and she was originally used for evil purposes and then became a Power Ranger, so I thought that was really cool. And also definitely Shelby from Dino Charge, just because she's not the best member of the entire team, but, you know, she does what she can, and she has great enthusiasm in doing what, like, being a Power Ranger and being interested in dinosaurs and stuff, kind of like how Ami was in Kyoruger, which is really cool. So yeah, those are, like, my favorite Pink Rangers, because there aren't too many that, like, especially not from Samurai, Megaforce, and because they were boring, but those shows sucked regardless. I'm just talking about pink things, aren't I? Yeah, favorite pink Zord. Well, I've already talked about this in Silver Metal before, but definitely the pink Triceratops Zord. I love that thing. It's a pink Triceratops. Like, what's not to love? Because we all know the fucking pterodactyl isn't pink at all. It's red with white and a little bit of pink, but not really any at all. So kind of stupid. Kind of stupid. Well, I've already been doing this for like 8 minutes, almost 10 minutes now. Hope you haven't gotten bored of me yet. Because I know I'm not good at doing this shit by myself, because I rely on my friends and my team. A Sentai member should never go solo, which is what Star Ninja is constantly trying to do, but that's not good. Let's see.
Featured topic.
I thought for a special topic, even though this is pretty much all it is just special topics, is I thought I would look up the wiki article for the color pink and see what we get, and I'll just read some of that, because whatever, I'm fucking stupid. Excuse me, that was a burp. I burp, yes. Alright, so this article is about the color pink. Durr. So pink is a pale red color which takes its name from the flower of the same name. According to surveys in Europe and the United States, pink is positively associated with love, beauty, charm, politeness, sensitivity, tenderness, sweetness, childhood femininity, and the romantic. When combined with violet or black, it is associated with eroticism and seduction. Ooh. Pink was first used as a color name in the late 17th century. Oh, there you go. David, I want you to voice in your opinion, like, if you can, if you're editing. If you want to, it's up to you. Would you like to hear pink in varieties in uses, etymology and definitions, history, art and fashion, science and nature, or pink in symbolism and world culture? Probably neither of them, because I know you don't care.
I don't give a fuck, Lane. Do whatever you want. Fuck off.
Anyways, but yes, there's a brief wiki article on the color pink. I'm so funny and awesome and knowledgeable, aren't I? Woohoo! Let's see, what else can I get into? Rider. Well, as a lot of you know, one of my favorite writers of all time, my second favorite writer, is Kamen Rider Decade. Not Decade. He was my favorite writer for a while, and then Excel came into the picture, and Excel was one of my favorite riders for a long time, at least until pretty much almost Forze came around. And as everyone knows, Forze is my favorite Kamen Rider of all time. Why? Because, A, he's a fucking space rider, and he's powered by friendship, which I think is great, because, you know, that's one of the things that makes me happy is friendship, and I love friendship. I love my friends, I love my family, I love my girlfriend, just, like, being around people constantly always makes me happy, so that's why I relate to Forze, because, you know, he, beginning of the show, he wants to be friends with every single person in the school, all the teachers, all the students. Even by the end of the fucking show, like, if you haven't watched Forze yet, then get the fuck on it. But anyways, spoilers. He even befriends the villain by the end of the show. And the even in the Forze movie, the villain freaking, like, tries to help him out the best way he can against a new, more powerful threat. And it's just really cool. Befriends the fucking moon, befriends a space station. Falls in love with an alien entity, and it's just... I don't know. Yes, it's... maybe stupid, and it may not be as serious, and it may not be the greatest rider show ever, but personally for me, I really enjoy Forze, and I thought it was a great show. I need to rewatch it again. And he was just, it was a fun show. Like, not all rider shows have to be fucking serious, like Gaim and stuff. So I'm actually hoping that the next Rider series was going to be very silly and stuff, as I talked about before, but seeing as Ghost is about ghosts and stuff, it's probably going to be a lot darker, which I guess Bandai or Toei picked up on, and they were like, hey, Gaim was really popular because it was serious, and that's kind of what they're doing with Drive as well. They're trying to put a more serious thing on into it, which is good, because I love Drive a lot for its characters, because its story is kind of bland, but its characters are fan-fucking-tastic, and I love that show for... I love Drive for that reason alone. So Drive's not one of my favorite Rider shows, I can tell you that, but it's up there. I do like it and respect it a lot for what it is and what it has and what it's been doing. My thoughts on Ghost, though, is he looks cool. I hope he has better forms. I hope his King Tut form is awesome. As for collecting, I don't really want to go into mass collecting for Ghost, so I might, just because honestly this is a yearly tradition with me now, and like I don't really, I know I'm always going to do this, but I'm probably am going to get the Ghost Driver just so I can use my King Tut soul or icon, whatever the fuck it is, just to use it, because it'll be boring having this awesome icon that I know I'm going to like and not have a belt to use it with. So I'll probably end up getting it regardless, so let me know your thoughts on Ghost and what you will think about him. Honestly, that's all I really have. This is a very short episode, because I'm not going to be able to talk for an hour to an hour and a half by myself, because I don't have much to say. My train of thought is very, very low, because, you know, makes sense in my head, but it doesn't make sense when I actually speak it, so. But to all of you listening, I'm glad you guys enjoy our podcast, and, you know, we make you laugh, and you get into great discussions with us about it and stuff. Like, I love talking to all of you on Twitter, so, you know, if you tweet at me, I'll tweet you back and talk to you and stuff. So that's all I really have. So continue to listen. Thanks for listening. Wow, this took a really serious tone, did it? I thought it was going to be all silly and stuff, but nope. Just pretty much serious. Anyways, blah. I'm losing it. So this has been Pinkcaster Lightrid signing out.